Welcome to Talking Wyndham, your weekly insight into the people who make our city surprising, fascinating, vibrant and interesting. Talking Wyndham is an initiative of the Committee for Wyndham. All the latest news and events are on our website and Facebook page.
Hi and welcome to the Talking Wyndham podcast. My name's Kevin Hillier. Here, of course, for the Committee for Wyndham, and you can check out all the details of the programs they have on offer and what they're up to at the moment. If you want to find out, just jump on the website or on the Facebook page for the Committee for Wyndham. The Winnovation Pitch Competition has just taken place in the last week or so, and over the next couple of episodes, we're going to meet some of the winners. It basically came down to 10 businesses pitching their business. There were prizes in various categories. Today, we're going to meet the overall winner, and that's Dean Menzel from Brantham. Her pitch was to do with Brand Jam, so we'll get all the details of that. But in the coming weeks, we're going to also talk to a couple of the other winners about their experience in being part of this competition and also how they've weathered the storm of 2020 and how they head into 2021. Some fascinating stories to tell you over the next couple of weeks here on the Talking Wyndham podcast. And we start this week with the winner of the Winnovation Pitch Competition. It's Dean Menzel.
It was a fantastic event, not just the face-to-face event on the Friday, but the program itself, because we all had a chance, the 11 businesses, to learn how to craft a pitch, but also we learnt about the feasibility and the viability of our businesses and how to create a pathway towards that. So it was a really worthwhile program to be a part of.
You're a multi-award winner. The last time we spoke on this podcast was back in September of 2019 when you won the New and Emerging Micro Business at the Wyndham Business Awards. And now you take this one out, the Winnovation Pitch Competition. Obviously, you've got a good business going here that people need to know about.
Firstly, I feel very blessed that, these opportunities, I've been able to obviously apply for these things, but to win them, it's a great validation. Obviously, as a business owner, I've got passion for the products and the service that I offer, but this sort of says to me that other people are seeing it too. Not just the public, but, experts in their field, experts in startups, experts in, in business. So it really validates everything that I've brought to the table so far.
It's funny, when you're running a business and you own a business, you can get too close to it and you don't even know what you've got sometimes. It's a bit like when you sit down and do your CV, you don't actually realise sometimes how many skills you have. Is that what the whole experience of this has helped you kind of get your head around again, is what you actually have as a business and what you're sitting on there?
Yeah, it has. It got me to really look at the business and where we've come so far. We particularly pitched Brand Jam, which is a team building arm of what we do. And last year with COVID, we had to pivot. That's that P word that everybody used, but we had to really look at the environment, what was happening, what was changing, and to bring a live experience to virtual was a big thing for us. So it has gotten us to look at what is working with our business, but also, and more excitingly, where we can go.
Tell us what Brand Jam is exactly. Give us an explanation of what it is, where you mesh together your staff, music, and a common experience.
Yeah, well, look, we're about music, and we're about connection and connecting people through music. And Brand Jam is basically us coming into a business and turning your business into a band for the day. And it's quite a fun experience. It brings the elements of fun, music collaboration, but also those great sort of other outcomes like, reducing stress, boosting happiness, improving focus. Because anybody who's ever seen a band knows that it's not just about those flying guitar solos that are happening in the middle of a performance, but it really is about listening to each other and working together. That's sort of like, it's teamwork at its best. That's the way that we can describe music collaboration. So bringing that into the business, there are also other elements to it. Each instrument plays its part, but we're all creating something beautiful together. And I suppose there are, you know, analogies with business, you know, where you can actually sort of say, well, finance, and you've got, you know, reception and customer service and legal and all those parts of the business that really have to speak to each other and work together for a successful business. So, so we're bringing all those elements in. It's on the surface, you know, it's a fun and engaging and interactive workshop where, you know, like we have a lot of laughs and, as to what we can create together, you know, it pulls people out of their shell, you know, and especially introverts, people who are, you know, sort of thinking, oh, look, I can't play an instrument or I, you know, I'm really quiet. It sort of gets them out a little bit more out of their shell. But, you know, we've got those underlying sort of outcomes as well, like, you know, reinforcing culture and, you know, a sense of pride and achievement, you know, across the group as well. So lots of benefits there and, you know, all bunched into a fun workshop.
The similarities between a band and how it operates and how it works and what the end product looks like is so similar to the structure of a business.
It is, definitely. I mean, like, you're starting with an idea and you have to build on it. You have to agree so that you're playing the same, you know, or you're playing things that fit in with each other. And it's the same thing with business. You're starting out with an idea, you're bringing in people, and you do have to have agreement on the direction that you're wanting to go. Otherwise, it's going to sound like a dog's breakfast.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, it really is. You know, there are some really, you know, key similarities there. And, you know, like sometimes you can't really see it in your own business, but when you're sort of, you know, doing a workshop like this where you're having to, you know, listen to, you know, say guitars on the other side of the room or, you know, or some voice and you're playing, say, a xylophone or some percussion or whatever it is. I mean, just really understanding how important it is to listen to those, to be able to stay in time with those, can give you also the understanding in your own role in an organisation and how it's important to work and communicate with those departments so that you're actually creating something together, like you're seeing each other as a team.
Yeah, and it's all very well to say, you know, the bass player doesn't count right up until the bass player's not there and everyone's going, there's something missing and I can't quite put my finger on it, but it's, oh, yeah, right, it's the bass player. And the same in business. You can sort of say one particular department doesn't need to contribute to this, but it's not until they're not there that you realise how much you need them.
Exactly. And, like, you know, so this is just a fun way of really bringing those elements together, those messages together. The other thing that we do is that with Brand Jam is that we're able to get everybody on the same page. And we've done different versions of Brand Jam for different purposes. Some groups have wanted to get, like, their group understanding, say, a strategy that might be, like, 100 pages long and everybody's understanding different versions of that or interpreting it in a different way. But once we sort of brainstorm that and get the key messages out, you know, bringing that lyrically into a song is a great way to reinforce, you know, like, your message. And also, not just for the group there, but so if you're wanting to implement that strategy in the future, you know, it's a great way to amplify that message, get people onto the, you know, the same page very quickly.
Yeah.
We've also had other groups that have, you know, self-anxiety because they've had to transition to a new way of working, like, say, from a really close family unit to, say, hot desking and being separated, you know, and not knowing how they're going to handle that. And so for them, the Brand Jam was more like a code where, you know, say, if they're walking past, you know, each other's desks and they're separated, or they can, you know, they might just sort of say three or four lyrics from the song that we created, and sort of, like, all of a sudden it's a trigger or a message saying, you know what, we're family still, you know, we don't have to, you know, feel anxious and we've got each other's back. So it's all for different purposes. But at the end of the day, it's about human communication, connecting with each other on a deeper level. And especially, like, in this last year, as we've had the challenge of COVID and we've all been separated to an extent, you know, working from home, you know, or whatever it may be, like, just those feelings of isolation, you know, have really sort of been hard on our mental health. And we really want to use BrandJam as a tool to be able to reconnect groups and also, you know, just have a bit of bonding time, a bit of fun on a deeper level that's not a staff meeting. You know, it's something that they're connecting on a deeper level.
Yeah. Was it something that that worked well in the virtual? I mean, let's touch wood that, you know, we're not going to spend the rest of our lives in virtual communication with each other on Zoom meetings and things, but it obviously is something that worked well there, but it does work much better when you've got eye contact and you can see the person, you're in the same room.
Oh, look, I think live will always be a different experience because you can feel people's energy. You know, it is different on Zoom. But look, that said, I think the open door now to Zoom has, since last year, has sort of said to organisations, well, you know, some organisations aren't, you know, going back to working face to face. Like some are sort of saying, oh, okay, well, look, we were able to do this working from home, and we might continue that, or there might be other organisations that just can't get together because of logistics, just because they're all around Australia or overseas, you know, in different locations, different offices. And what we found when we did, we facilitated a group last year, which was the example that I used in my pitch, just to sort of show that we were able to do this to get around the constraints of Zoom. You know, but it does involve at the moment a lot of pre-production, and you don't at the moment get that real-time experience that you would get in a live situation. Although our vision has stretched because we've now had a taste of Zoom, and because it's not currently a real-time experience, we actually are talking to people in the space of internet latency and music collaboration. And we're talking to people at Stanford University in USA. We're talking to audio engineers, people in this space that we're or important conversations to see whether or not there is a possibility of, you know, actually making virtual a real-time experience so that it becomes a closer experience to the live experience.
Oh, okay. Makes sense. The Winnovation Pitch Competition, which you won, how was that experience for you in terms of, you know, getting ready for it and then making the actual pitch?
Well, I was pretty nervous in the beginning, like when we were starting to put our pitches together. We had five sessions with Thomas and Geordie from the Now Group, and every week we had to sort of put our pitches together and they'd help us refine it. So, look, by session five, I was starting to feel a lot more confident with the pitch that I wasn't going to just stand there and babble on for like 3 minutes. But, look, you know, that said, I was really happy with it, to be honest. Usually I'm, you know, I feel comfortable in front of people, but I feel more confident if I know what I'm saying. And, you know, on Friday, I felt quite confident. I was, the only thing I was sort of a little nervous on was that I inserted an interactive component of it, which was to basically do a rhythm exercise with the entire room. So I was crossing my fingers because that could have gone either way. It could have been like a major success or it could have been a rolling disaster. But I'm really glad that it was the former and, you know, because of the help of the audience, you know, it actually, you know, it made my pitch quite different to everybody else's.
Obviously, winning it gives you a rosy complexion about it as a competition. But what would you say to people who are thinking about, you know, looking at it for next year and getting involved?
I would say go for it. You know, the value from doing something like this is, funnily enough, I mean, like the prize money is absolutely fantastic and can boost your business, can end up with that situation. But what the underlying value that you get from this is an ability to see the key elements that are important to pitch your product or service to an investor or the customer or whoever it will be. But it gives you the tools for that. And really, at the end of the day, that's the real win, because you know, if you can do that, then, you know, you will succeed because people will listen to you, they'll understand you, and they'll resonate with your message.
Yeah. So long after the prize money has been used in your business and other areas, you've got benefits that will last you for a long, long time.
Definitely. Definitely. You know, like I'm now talking to, you know, some different people in this space, like in the innovation space, as well as I'm trying to, you know, move towards the vision that I have. But in the meantime, you know, speaking to, you know, people on LinkedIn now, you know, being able to shape, you know, my message is a lot clearer. It's a lot easier. I've got a format now and, you know, and it's great for content as well. So I'm able to use this format for content. I've found it to be very, very valuable.
Dean, one of the things about your team building experience that I think would be incredibly attractive to people, not only the music thing and the fun side, but it's a happy place to go to. It's a lot of team building exercises can get bogged down in a lot of, you know, macho stuff and a lot of other things, but this is just a happy experience.
It is a happy experience. And I think the other thing too is that, like, it's very new for people, you know, because, like, I meet a lot of people that sort of say, oh, you know, like, I don't think I'd be able to do something like that. You know, I don't have those skills. And it's quite surprising when they actually, you know, do an exercise like this, you know, and it creates a level playing field, especially for managers, you know, or organizations where you've got a hierarchy, you know, of people. And it's, you know, it creates a level playing field where we can play together and we're creating something at the end of it that we created. So you're not getting a trophy or anything like that at the end. I suppose, like, the result and the outcome of it is that sense of achievement that you've created something together, you know, like, out of your own skills, like piecing it together, and it's you're playing it together. It sounds like pretty amazing. I have to say, I'm surprised with every group. They always impress me with what they come up with.
Now, Brand Jam is what you pitched, but it's all part of your bigger sort of part of the business is Brandtham. Tell us, yes, a little bit about what we haven't covered there.
Well, Brandtham, which is what we won the Wyndham Awards a couple of years ago, or a year or two ago, we're an agency and we specialize in creating music for brands. And why I created that was because I found a gap in the market where, you know, people were posting content or showing themselves, being visible, and either using other people's music or no music or even, like, you know, just generic music. And I thought, well, you know, they're missing these opportunities to be to brand themselves because, you know, like, where people have logos and they put them on everything. Yeah. You know, people just forget that there's an audio connection as well with their customers. And there are so many touch points where people can actually connect with their customers or their target audience. And so we found that gap in Brandtham because, like, you know, we've got everything from YouTube videos to Facebook videos to phone hold messages to television advertising, radio advertising. We've got, like, also Amazon Alexa and Google Assistant, which are, like, our smart speakers. And now, more recently, we've got Clubhouse, which is an audio-based sort of platform where people can actually use the power of music to market or to brand themselves so that people can remember or be remembered, you know, long past, you know, when somebody hangs up the phone or when somebody, you know, gets off a Clubhouse audio meeting. I think the thing is that, you know, it's your piece of music. It's something that people will associate with you, just like they do a logo.
Yeah. Dean, congratulations once again on winning the Winnovation Pitch Competition. Well done, and good luck for the future. Thanks for your time.
Thanks so much, Kevin. Really appreciate your time.
My thanks to Dean, and once again, congratulations on winning the Winnovation Pitch Competition. And as I mentioned at the start of this podcast, in the next couple of weeks, going to meet a couple of the other winners out of the Winnovation Pitch Competition. In fact, all 10 obviously were winners to get to that point, but a couple of the other category winners are going to join me in the next couple of episodes. Some really inspiring stories, some great stories, some stories of resilience and how they got through the year from hell. So that's coming up the next couple of episodes of the Talking Wyndham podcast. Don't forget to go to the Committee for Wyndham website or the Facebook page, and you can listen back to previous episodes of this podcast. Take care of yourself. Until the next time, I'm Kevin Hillier.
Thanks for listening. Talking Wyndham is an initiative of the Committee for Wyndham. All the latest news and events are on our website and Facebook page.